I think one of the most interesting things about the fire service is the variety of work you get to do. The main calls are kind of separated in two basic areas where you'd have medical calls, where you would go to help somebody that was having a heart attack or a medical problem, or that were involved in a car accident or some other sort of traumatic injury. And then there are the fire calls, where there would be a house that's on fire or a car that's on fire or some sort of technical rescue where a worker was caught in some machinery or somebody was excavating and they got caught in a trench and you needed to go down and take them out of a trench that had collapsed on them, or a worker that was stuck in inside a tank that was cleaning that became overcome by fumes. There's such a wide variety. It's almost impossible to list them all. If you could think of any type of an emergency that you would call for the fire service, we get a go on all of those. So it's just a wide variety. And then the training that goes along with that is as varied as the emergencies are themselves. You get to train to a basic level of awareness on all those different types of emergencies. So it's just a great wide variety that you get exposed to. There's a fire truck and there's a fire engine. Now, a fire engine has hose and water on it, and so they would put out the fire. And the fire truck has ladders and more tools and rescue tools on it. So they work together. They do different jobs. The truck would go in and they would search for people. And they would search for the fire, open up the building so they could find the fire, and then the engine would put the fire out. The truck is more geared towards rescue, and they have the heavy machinery to tear cars apart, to open walls, to cut holes in roofs, to ventilate the heat and the smoke, and the engine is more focused on putting the fire out. First thing you want to do is we call it a size up. You want to get a look at all sides of the building, and then see what the problem is. Make sure you know how big the problem is or how little it is. So the first thing I'll do is I'll get there and I'll get on the radio and tell everybody that's coming what the problem is, what I initially see. And they're all still coming. So I'm going to get out and I'm going to walk around the building. I'm going to look at all the windows, see if there's smoke and fire in all the windows, see if there's anybody at the house there that can tell me where the fire was, if anybody was inside. And I'm going to do that whole walk around, and then I'm going to make a plan. And let's say it's a small house and there's a fire in the bedroom. So my plan is going to be, we're going to locate the fire. We're going to put the fire out. We're going to search for any occupants that are in the building, and we're going to ventilate the smoke. And then I'll make my assignments. So I'm going to assign, our assignment's going to be fire attack. So we are going to go in and put the fire out. The next crew, I'll have them set up a rescue team outside in case something happens to us and get a water supply, hook up to a fire hydrant. And when the truck gets there, I'm going to have them look at cutting a hole in the ceiling to ventilate the smoke or to ventilate, and then search for the people inside the house. And then the next rig in, we could assign to do something else.
Hi.